Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Bands of reflected color and jewel tones ripple across the screen, revealing letters in black and white. Studio Canal. Caption: Netflix presents a Netflix original film. Mandarin Cinema, La Station Animation, and Studio Canal present a Franco-Canadian co-production in association with M6 Films, Transfilm International, and Anton Capital Entertainment SCA, and with the participation of Canal Plus, Ciné Plus, M6, and W9. Sahara. A sandstorm blows across a desert landscape. An outcropping of rock provides a sheltered space against the elements. A small group of travelers and their camels are huddled under the rock. One camel carrying a load of watermelons is agitated. The camel quiets reluctantly, but in a basket on its back, a bright purple snake gets ready to push a melon over the edge. Below, a scorpion gets into position.
Get ready! The storm will be over soon! I don't feel good about this! It's a lousy plan! Okay, grab it!
The snake pushes on the melon with its head, but it doesn't budge. The camel lumbers to its feet awkwardly, tilting the basket. On the ground, the scorpion pulls back anxiously.
What's the matter with him?
He's nervous.
Hey, easy.
The camel bucks and the melon falls on the scorpion.
Easy.
Yeah, I'm all right.
The snake slithers out of the basket and drops to the ground, trying to push the melon off the scorpion while avoiding the camel's hooves.
Told you, we're not big enough! Hang on!
The snake chomps on the camel's tail. The camel kicks the melon like a soccer ball into the sandstorm. Later, the sand clears and the friends are near a rocky cliff.
We did it!
Yeah, 46 times the charm.
Can't you just enjoy it for once?
A bigger snake looms behind them with a purple cobra hood.
Ah, so sweet of you.
Oh.
There's two ways we can handle this situation. The cool one, or the uncool one.
Cool way's good, right? Ajar? Don't come any closer.
Or what?
Don't answer that. It's a trick question.
Baby skin?
Baby sting.
Oh, not again. I hate when this happens. You guys really suit each other. The big, bad bedwetters.
If you want this watermelon, it'll be over my dead body.
Okay.
Punching a jar with its tail.
Stay down.
The screen goes dark.
Yeah. The mic moved up.
Later, Ajar and his friends try to sneak past the other snakes in the Stone Canyon.
My eyes fill with sand. Face in the wind, keep moving on this land. Even if they say, hey, kid, don't try to stand. As long as the world may be, I'll be the man. Never judge a book by its cover. When the hook will hit, brother, new ruler, you'll discover. Sound sharper, these beats, thin as ours. Speak louder, make the power with the gunpowder. The way I'm spitting verses.
Other snakes eat the stolen watermelon.
Go away!
Hey, just move it!
I was here first!
So, girls, who's the man? Come and get it. Anytime, ladies.
Ajar and his little scorpion friend inch past the group by slinking behind the bones of an animal skeleton, but the other snakes and their girlfriends spot them.
Come on, kitties, lighten up. I brought some for everyone. You're wimpy bedwetters, but we still like you. Hey, guys, give our good friends here a jar and pit their share.
The group turns with full cheeks.
Oh, no.
They spit watermelon seeds at the little pair who hide in the skeleton. Seeds ping off the bones, then scatter.
Aw, leave them alone. They're so little and cute.
I'm not little.
were not cute!
Ajar and Pit scramble away, heading to a cliff at the edge of the canyon.
Could have been worse.
Oh yeah? How?
They didn't beat us up this time.
I can't stand this anymore. I'm leaving.
Oh yeah? Where are you gonna go?
Ajar looks out at the green palm tree oasis on the other side.
You're kidding, right? Oh, he's not kidding. Oh boy. Should I remind you what happened to those who tried? Or maybe bring you their skulls? Green snakes, us. Okay? We don't belong over there.
We don't belong over here either. Come on, we're losers. No. Losers make fun of us. We don't have anyone but each other.
No. Don't do that.
Wait. What is that?
What?
Ajar and Pit see a beautiful green snake slithering out of the oasis to cross into the desert as fast as she can. A black and white bird drops to the ground in front of her, blocking her way. She tries to get past, but it grabs her in its talons and flies off over the treetops. Ajar and Pit watch, stunned.
You're hurting me! Let me go!
Wow! Huh? You see? You see? You can't get in, and you can't even get out! Hey, you saw that, right? You got that? Hello?
Did you see that, girl? We can't not go in there.
Oh, boy.
In the oasis, two green snakes lounge in the shade. One has cucumber slices on her eyes. The black and white bird drops down in front of them. In its talons is the little green snake that was trying to escape. The bigger green snake rolls his eyes and gets up.
I'm sorry to bother you, sir, but she was heading towards the desert.
Well, thank you, Chief.
No big deal. It's pretty green in the sand. I can spot it from miles away.
Hey, don't you have an oasis to watch?
Yes, sir. I'll leave you with your family. And sorry for the inconvenience.
The bird flies off.
How many times do I have to tell you? It's dangerous over there. Oh, what do you expect to find, anyway? What are you going to do if you come across a Dusty, huh? Oh, yeah. Go ahead, play deaf. Do you know what those ugly snakes are like? Beggars, thieves, liars. They don't even wash, for Pete's sake. No water. Hello? I'm pretty sure they eat their own poop and bury their children. Or maybe it's the other way around.
Are you actually saying that?
Are you even aware of how lucky you are to have been born here? You've got everything. Security. A future.
What future? Sit around a stone all day playing dead like you?
Okay, that's enough, young lady. We're having the Spencers over for dinner. You know, the ones with the big south-facing stone? I can't even imagine what they paid for it. Anyway, they're coming with their son, John John. A really nice chap.
What do you think? That you can sell me like it's the Middle Ages? That's disgusting! I can't stand this place anymore! I feel sick! I'm suffocating here!
A green boy snake with a blonde wig comes around the corner.
Oh my god, you're crying! What happened? Did you mess up your makeup? Hey, no touchy!
Fixing his wig as she slides away.
Teenagers. So annoying, right? Okay, see you later, guys.
Oh, you're going out again?
Yeah, the guys are waiting for me.
And what are you gonna do?
The usual. Nothing.
Gary, won't you at least take off the wig? I mean, really,
love you too, Dad. See ya.
How did we end up with those kids?
Peeking out from a cucumber slice.
Would you be a sweetheart and go get me a nice pillow?
Later, the green girl snake lies by a mud pit moping. She dips her tail into the mud and doodles on the rock. The mud is dark greenish-brown, thick and slimy. She draws a curved shape like a snake on the rock, then seems surprised by the picture. Meanwhile, Ajar swims in a mud puddle at the edge of the oasis. He pops out, and his purple color is totally disguised.
Have you lost your mind?
Well, the oasis belongs to the green snakes, right?
I'm not planning on dying with you, you know.
You don't have to come with me.
And you're not gonna make me. No one is ever gonna make me! All right, come on, wait for me. Let's go die together. Just a little reminder for later. This is when it all started to go down in flames. Right this second.
Ajar looks up.
Hide. What? Hide.
Pit scurries away. A black and white bird drops out of the sky.
You are not in a secure zone, sir. Are you lost?
No. Well, yes, actually. I don't know.
It's extremely dangerous around here, sir. You're at the border. I'm afraid you can't stay here. Dusties, they're not kidding, you know.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I didn't know.
You put yourself in peril? You're putting me in peril. You wouldn't want to put me in peril now, would you?
No, not at all. Absolutely.
All right, so you're gonna go slither a little more over that way, please.
He points Ajar into the trees.
Thank you, officer.
The bird flies off. Ajar salutes and signals Pit.
Come on.
They head into the oasis, slowing down to take note of the variety of plants and insects. A thick cover of ferns provides dappled shade close to the ground. Tall palm trees tower into the blue sky. A butterfly flicks its wings. The friends are dazzled by all they see. A fat fly buzzes around Ajar's head, leading them through the edge of the plants to open water like a hidden lake with a waterfall. The two friends stop at the water's edge, amazed at the scene before them. Plants climb the stone cliffs overhanging the lake, and white flowers bob their heads in the sunshine. Then they spot birds circling overhead.
Oh, we're gonna die!
Stop running around! You're gonna get us noticed! Stop! We're not the ones they're after!
Pit panics, dashing along the beach, a bird gliding low overhead. Ajar is close behind his friend, following him into the trees. Ajar stays low, hiding under the leaves, then pops his head up when he hears something rustling nearby.
Pit, you there? Pit?
A mud-colored girl snake appears.
Please don't say anything.
You're a Dusty?
Really? I mean, yeah, of course I am.
But I've never seen you. I mean, of course I haven't, obviously, because I live here. I've never been over there, where you live.
Are you new here?
How did you know?
I don't.
They duck.
I gotta get out of here. They're gonna kill me.
Out? Which way? I don't even know. I mean, sure, I know, but I...
Watch out!
He yanks her back as the blade of a garden hoe slices down through the air. A farmer in a turban takes another swing, then falls over asleep.
Next time, watch where you're going, you big lump!
Pit.
Ajar? Ajar!
Meanwhile, as Ajar and the girl snake slither quickly through the plants, he glances at her and time seems to slow down. She turns to look at him, and it is clear she is the same girl snake that he saw trying to escape earlier. His face lights up with happiness. Then, time speeds up again and they break through the plants onto the edge of a cliff overlooking a river. A pebble falls. They turn back, but a bird appears.
Step aside, sir. Don't worry. Everything's under control.
I'm Eva.
Ajar.
Okay, Ajar. Follow me!
Eva wraps herself around Ajar and leaps over the cliff. He hits the water flat. The police bird winces.
Ouch!
Under the water, he is stunned and starts to sink. She dives to save him, hoisting him to the surface. They break through, gasping.
You can't swim! You can't swim!
How come you can't swim?
From the cliff, Pit and the bird watch them in the water. The bird takes off. The patrol bird swoops low to snag them, but Eva grabs Ajar and dives. Under the water, he passes out, so she twists around him and gives him mouth-to-mouth. As as he revives, they look into each other's eyes. The mud washes off of Eva, revealing her bright green color. Ajar's mud also washes off, revealing his dark purple tone. She drops him, swimming away in fear. They push up to the surface, caught in the rapid current. The bird swoops down at them, but the snakes get swept into a tunnel in the rock. Eva swims expertly through the water and climbs up a branch at the far end of the tunnel. Ajar thrashes and flails, pulling himself up onto the same branch by his teeth. He coughs and sputters. She looks at him wide-eyed.
What were you doing in the oasis? You're a dusty. That's why you can't swim. Did you want to steal something or kill someone? You're not gonna kill me, right?
Hey, stop. Calm down. I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanted to come and live here.
The oasis? It's like the worst place ever. It's ridiculously small. You just keep seeing the same boring people who are only worried about protecting their things. It's like being in jail. Look, I'm not going back there. I'd like to go further, you know, find out what's beyond these rocks. I can't believe I'm actually talking to a dusty. I thought you'd be more impressive or something.
Pit splashes up to the branch.
Don't need any help here!
Is it true you eat your own poop?
What? No way! I mean, unless we're...
So, who's the girl?
Eva, nice to meet you.
The view shifts to the shadow of the birds soaring over the rocks. It is joined by Chief Chief, and together they glide over the river.
No trace of them, Chief Chief. They probably drowned.
Okay, go back to the station. I'll take a last look around.
From the tunnel, the little group watches the birds fly away.
They lost us. Are you coming?
Hmm? You want me to come with you?
Are you afraid of freedom?
Eva!
As she slithers onto the sand by the river, a man catches her with a forked pole. He throws her into a basket on the back of his camel. Ajar and Pit chase after the camels.
Ajar, don't!
Ajar, help me!
I'm coming, Eva! I'm coming!
Chief Chief swoops down.
Ajar!
The bird grabs Ajar's head, Pit grabs his tail, and they struggle with the snake stretched between them. Chief Chief twists, and Pit and Ajar both get yanked into the air. The camel startles, and Eva hits her head in the basket. Ajar and Pit are dragged up into the sky away from Eva and the camels. Now, two patrol birds are in the yard of a mud hut when Chief Chief drops in.
All right. I believe you know why you're here.
Because you're jerks?
We'll do the talking.
You're here because you shouldn't be here. And why shouldn't you be here?
Because we're dusties.
Exactly. Now, you seem like you're a nice kid, but we have a problem. You got in illegally.
It was a mistake. We won't do it again, ever, right? Ajar?
We can't let you go. We let one go, then everyone else thinks they got a shot. You understand this, don't you?
If anything happens to her, I swear I'll...
Kill them.
A bird steps on Pit.
Pit!
We don't really like your kind around here.
Let me go!
Kicking Ajar.
Ajar!
You were saying...
Gary dizzily climbs out of a clay pot.
Let him go!
Hey!
Put me down!
Could you turn it down a notch? My head is literally ringing over here. Thanks.
You should go easy on the pollen, sir. Now please go sit over there and I'll talk to your dad in a minute.
What? No. Hey, I didn't take any pollen, sir. No way. I mean, you know me. Come on.
Go back to the tank, please, sir. You don't want to see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, well, don't go blabbing about pollen around my dad, okay? I think it's better if we kept it secret.
Ajar escapes and puts Gary's neck in his mouth.
What's he saying?
I think he said let's order pizza.
Let us go or I'll kill him.
Oh yeah, that makes more sense.
Don't try anything. Sergeant, don't move.
There, yeah. You see, listen to him.
Hey, you're not really my style, bro.
With Gary, Ajar climbs up a bird.
Pit, get on his back.
Pit climbs on. Ajar wraps himself around the sergeant's neck.
Now, if you follow us, he's dead meat. You got that? You do what you're told, or he's dead. Go!
Ajar, Gary, and Pit hang on tight as the dopey sergeant tries to fly away. Chief Chief and the other birds exchange glances.
What do we do, Chief Chief?
Catch them! And bring that freak back alive.
Sergeant?
No, the worm with the rug.
Keep flying!
They're after us! Keep going!
Pit, throw something at him!
What do you want me to throw?
Hey! My wing! Are you crazy? Symbol of my individuality and my belief in personal freedom!
Chief Chief dodges the wig, it whacks the second bird in the face, and he hits a tree. The others zigzag away upside down.
Ajar! Flip the bird!
Hang on!
Ajar grabs a tree with his tail. In slow motion, the sergeant slingshots around the tree, and Chief Chief hits another trunk, knocked out.
Whoa, you sure showed them. Hey, just drop me off over there by the palm tree.
No way. We gotta save Eva.
Huh?
I beg your pardon?
Eva? Like my sister? What?
We're her only hope.
But you don't even know her!
If you guys are, like, talking about my sister, let it go. Seriously.
Did you hear that? She's this guy's sister!
There... another palm tree, that would be fine.
Ajar, we never do anything right. She'd probably have a better chance without us.
I hate doing this, but do you have any idea who my father is?
No.
Really? You don't know? What if I tell you he's the richest, most powerful snake in the Oasis?
What if I told you I don't care?
Well, I'm hesitating between you're either super brave or totally dumb.
They soar beyond the edge of the oasis, following the river through the desert. Now, Eva wakes up in a basket that is gently swaying on the back of a camel. Beads and pendants hang from the inside of the lid, and light peeks through the spaces. Eva looks around, blinking and confused.
No pain, no gain. And bend and snap, and bend and snap, and suck it in, big girl.
Hey, the new girl's up.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. We're so happy to meet you. I'm Lily Bell.
I'm Lulu Bell. We're twin sisters.
We're both Geminis.
You've got potential, girl. But I feel like you're a bit on the chubby side. Better get into some Pilates for a while.
I'm sorry, what?
You think that just anybody can get into Miss Rita's ballet company?
Oh, so it's Miss Rita's ballet company.
Precisely. Who made dancers out of you? Who taught you everything? Him.
Him is the he who must not be named.
Yeah, you can't say Omar or...
You just said it!
What did I just say?
You said what we're not supposed to say! You said Omar!
You just said it!
What? I didn't say Omar, you said Omar!
You just said it again!
I'm Pietra. The company has one prima ballerina.
You just said it again.
Me. Keep that in mind and everything will be just fine.
No! Everything will not be just fine! It's a mistake! I shouldn't be here! I was just slithering by and I can't even dance!
A male snake at the side of the basket chuckles at her.
Hello. Everything is going to be fine. George is here.
Who?
George. The George. Me.
He bows.
Is this your first tour? Don't answer. It's obvious. So fresh, so pure. She's adorable. I see great things for you. For us. Do you feel it? That chemistry between us? Oh, what is happening to us?
She smacks him.
A wild one. I love it.
Pietra glares at him.
Huh.
Oh, chill out. I was just kidding. Girls, really.
Eva cries in the other basket.
Don't worry. You're not that fat. Check this out. When you get hungry, you do this and poof. You're not hungry anymore.
Making a knot.
You're one of us now. One of us. One of us. One of us.
Eva's head sinks in despair. The moon rises as Ajar and the others fly over the desert.
You guys see this? It's
high.
Flat.
It's beautiful. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Wow, funny skin.
It's a dusty skin.
Oh yeah? It looks more like you have
it. There!
He spots the camels.
That way!
They dive, but Pitt pulls the sergeant off course.
Pitt! What do you think you're doing? I'm not gonna let you murder us!
Pitt pulls back hard on the bird's neck, making it arc into an upside-down loop. Pitt loses his grip, free-falling toward the desert floor, until the bird completes the loop, catching the scorpion on his back.
Oh, great.
What's with him?
He's asleep.
Oops, now?
Pitt pulls his stinger out of the bird's back.
Sorry, my bad. No!
Plunging to the earth, they tumble and crash in a huge cloud of sand. Everyone gets knocked in different directions. The dust settles and the bird is still asleep. The others look on.
Okay, definitely not super brave. Super crazy.
You almost got us killed.
I said I was sorry.
How are we ever gonna find Eva now?
Dude, let it go already. The girl's off limits anyway.
Oh yeah? Then why'd she kiss me?
I don't know. You are the exotic tourist. The kind you forget right away.
Okay, I'm kind of bored right now. You don't need a hostage anymore, and my sister's obviously safe with you two. I'm gonna leave now, okay?
Yeah, okay, bye. We have places we need to go.
Ajar slithers away. Pitt stomps after him. Gary tucks in by the sleeping sergeant, poking his eyelid.
Come on, up. Up. Ooh, dusty dead ahead. Lunch break.
Because you shouldn't be.
Great. Just great.
He starts after the others.
Hey! Geniuses! Batman? Robin? Okay, so who's Batman? And who does Robin? I'm Gary.
Moving through a stone canyon.
So you guys are like buddies? That's weird. A snake and a scorpion? I mean, I say that, but nothing ever really shocks me. My friend Peter once dated a frog, so...
Does he ever shut up?
The desert is super dangerous. They even blow things up out there, just for the fun of it.
You should save some saliva, you know. Desert and all.
Okay, do I need to remind you two that if you had dropped me off like I told you to, we
Shut
would...
up!
Ever hear of non-aggressive verbal communication? Guess not. Okay. Oh, shut up.
Are you sure this is the right way? I can't really imagine a whole camelcade going through here.
Exactly. They have to go around it. But we can go through it and beat them to the other side. I know. We can do like Tuaregs and follow that bright star. What about that cluster over there, see? The one that looks like a weird-shaped goat.
I see two weird goats down here. I mean, seriously, you guys don't even know how to get out of a maze? Everyone knows how to do that. All you have to do is keep going in the same direction. Left.
He heads into a crack in the rocks.
Left. And...
In the same spot.
Okay, so... Goat.
Wait, it wasn't the right left.
Gary heads back into the rock wall. Ajar and Pit keep going.
Hey, Lefty, you all right in there? Hey!
Gary? Where are you? Say something!
As they search, they come to a dark corner.
Gary? Gary? Where are you?
They fall into a deep hole.
Fantastic. How are you ever gonna get me out of here now?
Why didn't you warn us?
Hey, you're the rescuers here, I believe.
Okay, so now what?
Ajar spots a narrow tunnel in the rock.
Well, we only have one choice.
The camels have stopped for the night and Eva peers out of the basket. There are people talking. A child suddenly presses an eye to the basket, looking in.
Okay,
enough
babbling. It's time.
Time? Time for what?
The lid opens and a bony hand reaches in. The snakes climb happily up the wrist.
I can't tell you to break a leg, right?
Looking around, Eva spots a way out.
Come here now. Watch and learn.
Okay, just a sec.
Omar, an old man in black robes and a turban, stands near the fire.
Snakes, lords of the desert for millennia, sons of the sun, beautiful for some, terrifying for others.
Throwing his arms out to a small audience, the snakes leap from his wrists, landing in a ring.
But there lies a power that masters their souls. Carved in the vertebra of a saber python by a voodoo master from Benin thousands of years ago.
Dad!
The flute of Kapasinu!
He throws open his robe and pulls out a carved wooden flute. As he plays, the well-trained snakes begin to dance. Firelight flickers across the snakes and the faces of the people seated around the ring. Eva slithers up to the top of the basket where the lid has not caught. She is in time to see George spin and flip his way across the ring. Miss Rita sees her from below.
Stop! Freeze! Do you want to end up as a belt? Get down! Now!
Eva slithers over to the side of the basket as the others are curling together, twisting into hypnotic shapes in time to the music. She drops to the ground and starts to slither away, but as she does so, the music takes hold of her body and she is pulled back toward the ring. She tries to overcome the instinct, but it is no use. With her tail thumping, she is drawn into the strange, mesmerizing firelight dance of the snakes. The old man plays the flute, and Pietra, George, and the twins look on in wonder. Eva dances instinctively, the firelight reflects in her eyes. Eva has a vision of the experience that is otherworldly and mystical. Wild images leap up from the firelight, like sparks turning into pulsing snakes of light that zoom across the sky. An image of a maze with stone walls appears, and the designs on Eva's green skin come to life, sliding off of her back and onto the walls of the maze. The designs light up and grow into graphic patterns. Then she sees snakes surging forward through time and space toward a brightly burning sun. When the snakes touch it, the sun becomes Omar. Now the vision shows Eva underwater like in a river. A jar appears, and when she touches him, he dissolves in a purple mist. Then she is in a drink being swallowed by the old man. She slides down a long tunnel to a cave with a tree where George offers her many apples, one after the other. When the designs from her back slide off and swirl around her head in a cloud, she wakes up, finding herself in the basket once again.
Wow, was that your first time?
Your very first time!
Oh, your voice is just so beautiful.
Yours is.
Oh, my goodness.
That was terrible. Dance is not just undulating around. Everyone, lights out. And you, watch it.
Pietra drops down and slithers beside her.
What just happened there? It was stronger than me. That music. I couldn't fight it.
And you even loved it, didn't you? You're done, girl. Just like the rest of us.
She slithers away. Eva slumps to the floor of the basket. Now, Gary, Ajar, and Pitt make their way through the narrow tunnel.
I don't know about you, but I'd love a little break. Like a pollen break? Do you guys have some?
Ajar scowls.
Really? Come on! I'm sure it's Pollenland where you're from. You know I'm right. Oh, awkward contact, no touching!
Shh! They come to an opening with a small, illuminated dot on the stone. Ajar touches it. The dot is a little glowworm. The opening is the mouth of a larger cave, and as they watch, thousands of glowworms light up on the stones.
Wow!
Great bugs.
Welcome, strangers. May the light be with you. How may we enlighten you?
Well, we're trying to reach the West End.
The West End. We're freaking lost. Would you happen to have seen a camelcade around here?
The camelcade path? Very simple. All you need to do is follow the pole star.
These guys are following a goat. Can you believe that?
Thanks, mister. Left, ooh.
Well, at least I wasn't following a goat.
Just sit back and watch. People, lights!
The cave goes dark until the glowworms light up a path to space.
Let's start with this long string of stars. This is our galaxy, the Milky Way. There, you can spot the W of Cassiopeia. And right there on the side is the upside-down house of Cepheus.
Gary to some glowworms.
Hey, you know where we can score some ballin' around here?
They drool.
Okay, never mind. Watch the drooling, buddy. It's kind of gross.
Here, we've come to Ursa Minor. See this star at the end, brighter than the others? That's the Pole Star, also known as the North Star.
This is great!
Yeah, super amazing.
Surely you'll join us for our humble dinner?
Huh? Well, yeah. We're kind of in a rush. But sure, it's very nice of you.
Marvelous! Let's start with the welcoming song.
Thank you, strangers. We will always keep a sweet reminder of you deep inside our tummies, illuminated by your delicious limbs.
Wait, where gonna go?
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, I know these primitive peoples. They took us in. They're gonna feel hurt.
Hey, we're gonna feel hurt. Where's the dinner, peanut brain?
So paranoid. So scorpion.
The glowworms come closer.
What?
yummy, yummy. I can't wait to eat.
They drop from the ceiling. They have big teeth.
Quick, get out!
The worms are too quick. They cannot escape. The glowworms have long, sticky slime trails to hold them with.
You know my daddy's right.
A jar spots a way out high up.
Bear! Hit you to claws!
A jar climbs away as Pit and Gary get more stuck.
A jar, if you're gonna do something, now's the time! All right, don't move!
Okay, I'll stick around.
Dodging slime shots and the chomping teeth of the glowworms, a jar pushes up against a crack at the top of the cave, loosening a boulder. It falls, squishing glowworms right and left and letting in light. A jar falls down after it.
The punishing light!
The glowworms hide from the light. A jar, Pit, and Gary climb out into the sunshine, exhausted. Gary faints. A jar takes in the view. There is nothing but rippling golden sand as far as the eye can see.
We made it! We're on the other side! Look!
Tracks go through the sand.
You see? We just have to follow their tracks. Let's go!
Oh, please. I guess it's super sad about my sister, but honestly, she's probably been eaten by one of your hungry desert buddies by now.
Wow.
Listen, Ajar, I don't like agreeing with him, but he's got a point.
Thank you, Batman! Robin?
I just wish I could do one thing right for a change.
Are you insane? A Dusty in love with my sister? I mean, besides, look at your skin. You haven't even shed yet. You have a better chance of dying in this place than anything ever happening between the two of you two. Hello? Wake up! Come on!
Well, I guess you're gonna need someone to write your will.
No way! Are you kidding me? No!
Ajar and Pit follow the tracks. Gary tries to keep up.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's all just sand around here.
Welcome to the desert.
A montage shows time passing with the trio crossing the desert. Eva in the basket dancing, the camels lumbering on, the sun and the moon.
Well, I knew what I didn't want to know. And I saw where I didn't want to go. So I took the path less traveled on. And I'll let my stories be whispered when I'm gone. When I'm gone. When I'm gone. When I'm gone.
The starry sky wheels over everyone, and Ajar looks ahead with worried eyes.
Well, in this life, you must find something to live for. 'Cause when the darkness comes a-calling, you go back to where you were before. 'Cause this life is as fragile as a dream, and nothing's ever really as it seems. As it seems.
The image shifts into a bird's eye view of Ajar and Pit crossing the rippling sands, then coming over a ridge from below, with Gary trailing behind, panting.
But the way that he looked at me made me feel alive. And now I know nothing at all but the release that comes when you're in mid-fall.
Now, images of Eva and George dancing take on a slow, dreamy effect as the people watching their performance by the firelight applaud. George kisses Eva and touches her tail with his.
In mid-fall.
The sun beats down from the sky, and the trio are still pushing across the desert, following the tracks. They are exhausted and so thirsty they can barely keep going. Gary seems delirious.
Oh, pollen. Just a couple of grains. Two, three.
He snorts up sand.
I'm not gonna make it till my father.
Well, we all die someday.
Then Gary seems to see the Eiffel Tower in the desert, but it is only a keychain belonging to tourists.
Oh no! They did it! They actually did it! They blew up their bomb! A curse on both your houses!
Hey! Shh! Shut up!
They watch the tourists.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm just enjoying the view.
Huh? He's not really gonna...
He is.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
That was... Ew. You wanna see more of that? Are you into this somehow?
Come on, honey. There's fresh water in the car.
At the tour vehicle.
Oh, say cheese.
Oh, no, please. I look awful.
You look great. All right, let's go, my friends.
The driver starts the engine and the tourists pull the door shut, speeding off over the sand dunes. A lizard pops out of the sand with the keychain in its mouth, then swallows it, smiling. Ajar, Pitt, and Gary are all in the car, tucked under a seat, out of sight until Gary spots a flower among the souvenirs.
Whoa. Pollen.
No, Gary, don't move!
My precious.
He dives into the pedals and the driver sees him in the mirror.
Oh, folks, seems like we invited a little snake into the car. Oh, don't panic. Just lift up your feet.
The tourists panic. The driver grabs Gary.
Oh, you're a bad little snake.
Gary, quick, get out.
Ajar lunges. The car zooms crazily over the sand.
Now there's a cobra. I'll be back here.
Got him! How excited!
He hasn't even shed his skin yet!
The driver flings Gary and Ajar out the window, but Pitt is stuck inside.
I can't!
Gary surfs down a sand dune on his belly.
Whoa! Don't be such a drama queen. He's tough. He'll just put everyone to sleep with that little stingy thing he does so well.
This is all your fault!
True that.
Since the beginning, you've been nothing but a giant pain in the tail.
It's true. I wasn't very helpful.
And now my best, my only friend is getting crushed.
Yeah, probably.
Can you stop that agreeing thing you've got going on? It's really annoying.
Okay, sorry. What? How was that my fault? Who wanted to play knight in shining armor with my sister?
I'm gonna kill you!
You're just saying that. Hey, watch it, okay? I'm pretty well trained in kung fu, so you don't wanna get me mad. Dragon tail!
Flipping sand at a jar who brushes it off.
So, have you learned your lesson? You've had enough?
We've got to find that camelcade. That's our only clue so far. We get Eva, but we don't go home without Pitt.
We get Eva, but we don't go home without Pitt.
At the camelcade, a driver tunes a radio. George and Eva practice while Miss Rita directs.
Flower, George, flower. Yes, just like that. Eva, good move. Butterfly, seals, again, let's sweat it out. It took me 20 years to get it right.
20 years? You've been locked up in here for 20 years?
Yes, my dear. Dance is a demanding art form.
What about you?
Me? It's my 11th year of success.
11? This can't be.
No, oh, these kids. They think everything should be handed to them on a silver platter.
Pietra frowns as George follows Eva to the corner of the basket.
I understand, you know.
Please, I need to be alone right now.
Try to overlook my very good looks, my irresistible charm. I'm not just a swift-tailed string of muscles. I'm a snake, like you, with a heart like yours. Can you hear it? Boom, 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 boom. It knows what you feel. The uprooting, the solitude, the confinement. That's the price we pay for the life we chose.
I didn't choose this.
Even better, it chose you. Destiny brought us together. It's fate.
He leaves. Eva goes back to watching out through a crack in the basket. Pietra slithers up.
No one is going to come rescue you, sweetie. And all around us, it's pretty much just sand and death. But if you still want to escape, I know a way.
You really want me out of here, don't you?
Sooner or later, Omar is going to make us dance against each other. I'd just rather skip that part.
She flips back a rug, revealing a break in the basket floor.
All you have to do is drop onto the sand without a sound. It's daytime. He has no reason to be playing his flute. No one's going to see you. You just go, and you're free.
You did this?
There was a time when I too thought the sand was shinier on the other side of the rock. But it's all just sand.
Thank you for...
Go!
Oh.
Eva starts to slide out, but a camel spots her.
Just what do you think you're doing? It ain't strolling time, miss.
Well, actually, there's been a mistake. See, I shouldn't be here.
Hey, Cherry! I shouldn't be here.
You're all the same!
Back inside!
Pietra is pushing her out.
Will you just go away?
We got a wild one! Escape alert! She's getting away!
The camel starts stomping around her, blocking every path of escape. Eva tries to dodge around them, but it is no use. Pietra watches from above. Finally, the commotion stops Omar's camel. It knocks her flying with a mighty kick. Omar gets down, his shadow long over Eva's body. Pietra sticks her head out of the hole to see what is happening. Omar grabs her. He takes them to another basket full of snakes.
What is this?
Snakes who will end up as belts or designer shoes.
Oh my God, that's horrible!
Omar reconsiders.
I have a better idea.
Gary and Ajar.
I should have let you finish me off now that I think about it. Plus, you'd feel really bad right now. So you actually have two modes, huh? Crazy angry wrestler or silent antisocial. So sophisticated.
Whoa!
Hey!
They both see a spindly plant and charge toward it, but it disappears.
Ah!
The lizard that ate the tourist key has reappeared, eating the plant.
What is that?
Hi. Would you by any chance know where we could find water or shade around here?
The lizard burrows under the sand and swims over to them, popping out again with the plant in its mouth.
Ask him if he ran into a camelcade!
Why don't you ask him?
I don't talk to stuff I don't know.
Pardon me, sir. You wouldn't have come across a camelcade by any chance?
It swallows the plant and grins.
You mean a camelcade heading towards Souk-Soukville with men, one of whom traveled with two hampers from which a green snake was dangling, attempting to escape?
Yes! Yes, that's it!
Nah, doesn't ring a bell.
What? How's that possible? Well, which way is whatever its name is?
It drops down to all fours and glares.
I'm sorry. You were mentioning a certain city, I believe?
Souk-Soukville? A little city from the 15th century protected by 18-foot fortifications with a network of streets that have been classified as UNESCO's...
Yes, yes! Where is it?
Nah, never heard of it.
Wait! Wait!
It takes off.
Come back!
Well, at least we're slithering in the right direction.
Oh, yeah? So where's Souk-Soukville?
Oh, you're such a glass-is-half-empty kind of guy. So Scorpion. You've hung out with that doofus for too long.
Don't you ever talk about Pit like that.
There you go again.
Ajar tackles Gary, then chases him over a ridge.
Hold there. And, oh, wait. This.
Yeah, right. I'm not falling for that.
I swear. There. Huh?
They see a small oasis in the distance. Shortly, Gary swims while Ajar watches.
See? Right direction.
We gotta get going.
Oh, come on! 5 more minutes? Look at all these blisters! I can't possibly make another move.
Okay, we'll spend the night here. We need to regain our strength.
Really? Yay! Woohoo!
That night, the camels are sleeping when a little boy pokes his head out from in between them. One camel opens its eyes while the boy sneaks past up a ridge. He signals to it to be quiet. The boy creeps up the sand and hears Omar's voice. He is in a ring of fire with Pietra and Ava.
The desert is ruthless, even to its own children. Eat or be eaten. Sometimes it's a place for many. Other times, only one can survive.
They will have to have a dance-off as Omar plays the flute. Pietra starts, leaping and spinning like a whirlwind. She even moonwalks. Eva seems afraid of the fire. Eva narrows her eyes and dances too. They are so fast, creating unexpected shapes and using each part of their bodies. Omar plays his flute in a frenzy, making them dance faster. The flame leaps higher and higher, and Pietra throws herself into a hip-hop-style routine, popping into stalls and tricks that make Eva's mouth drop open in surprise. The kid watches from the ridge, grinning.
Here's my masterpiece! Give me more, give me more.
And soon the dawn will come.
Omar reaches for Eva with a frown, and she leaps away, becoming a dervish of dance moves. She twists and jumps, stopping in a full head spin straight up. She winks at Pietra. Pietra tries the same thing but falls, and Omar scoops her up immediately, carrying her away. The kid watching covers his mouth. Eva stays in the ring, panting for breath. Elsewhere, the tourist vehicle is parked near two tents. Pit crawls out of the tailpipe covered in soot. He jumps down and brushes himself off, giving his tail a little shake. Looking around, he spots an empty pair of running shoes by the tents.
Ah, a real bed.
Later, Pit is awakened by a family of scorpions.
You're gonna have the opportunity of seeing an Australopithecus skull, and they named her Lucy.
It's just a pile of bones.
Thousands of years old bones.
Okay, so old bones. When I think about all my girlfriends at the dusting concert, just how did I end up here?
Maybe we should take a break, honey. It looks really fine right here.
Something moved. The shoe, it moved. It could be a mongoose or a gerbil. Everyone get behind me. Hey, you there. Get out of there.
Pit looks out.
See? You overreacted again, honey. You keep making a fool of yourself.
The daughter scorpion mocks her dad.
Good evening, sir. Would you mind if we rested in your humble home for the night?
Gary shivers beside a jar.
I can't feel my tail. This is the end. I don't blame you. Well, maybe I do.
Bury yourself in the sand. That'll make you feel warm.
What are you thinking about?
Pit? And Eva? We may never see him again.
Well, you can thank life for that.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, at least you've had that. A friend. About my sister, I still think you're better off without her, but...
Wait, you don't have a friend?
What? Of course I have friends. Tons. I mean, do you know who my father is? You know.
They watch a shooting star cross the night sky.
You never told me. How did you and Pit meet?
His family was killed by the Tuaregs.
Oh, barbecue? Keychain?
We never knew. He got away, God knows how, and he ended up in the suburbs with us. Two losers among losers. We hit it off right away.
Yeah, kinda like us. I mean, except I'm not a loser, of course.
You think Eva... I mean, do you think I stand a chance with her? I know we were only together a few minutes, but I thought I felt something there.
Oh, Pollen. Oh, precious.
Now, Pit tells the family stories.
And then I ran into Gary, and using just my claws, I freed him from the atrocious mucus, while a jar was just... What?
You are so brave.
Really? Well, I...
The tourists pack up, so the scorpions get ready to go.
Why don't you come with us, sweetie?
Oh, that's really nice of you, but, a jar...
You're a scorpion. You belong with scorpions.
Leave him alone, you guys. Can't you see he's gotta go find his friend?
Ew, that was so dripping with love.
What? Yeah. No way. Shut up, you little dung beetle.
Okay, let's get going so we can reach Zooksoupville before the storm. You'll get to see the Tuaregs and their show with the dancing snakes. Huh? You don't want to miss that, believe me.
Listening to the tour guide, Pit seems hopeful. Meanwhile, Ajar wakes up and looks around, noticing he is alone.
Where did he fall this time?
Gary! Where on earth are you? If you got yourself into another hole, I'm gonna...
Over here!
He is down a blocked well in a bucket.
Check it out! It's a Fagara! Kinda like an underground river!
Fascinating!
Don't you get it? These things bring water to villages, cities! Like Zooksoupville, for instance. We get in, take a ride, and there we are.
No. We'd better stick with the surface.
Oh, it's gonna take days.
We're not even sure that Foga thing goes to Zooksoupville.
Well, it goes somewhere.
Gary slides up to the surface. Ajar turns away from him, ashamed.
Listen, I can't swim, okay? I live in the desert. We don't do a lot of surfing over here.
Well, looks like we'll die in the storm anyway.
Besides, wait, what?
Ajar looks. A huge wall of sand is moving toward them, and the clouds above are low and dark. Next, they are in the bucket above the river under the well.
Ready?
I can't believe the last thing I'll ever see is your face.
I'll take that as a yes.
Gary releases the bucket from the rope and it drops into the rushing water. The tunnel is like a water slide and they lurch along in the current, spinning and pitching. Ajar looks like he is going to be sick. They hit a choppy section and the bucket bangs on a rock, sending them both flying.
Swim!
Trying!
The water rushes along underground, both of them trying to stay afloat without the bucket. Meanwhile, in a domed building in Suksukville, Omar nestles the magic flute into a velvet-lined box. The box is ornately carved with snakes and flowers.
On my master and give him his play, and pass the bottle when he got dry, and brush.
From inside a glass enclosure, Eva and Pietra watch in fear as Omar sharpens his knife on a leather strap. Now, trapped under the water, Ajar barely seems alive when he opens his eyes to bright light. The light is actually a way out, leading to a trough, and a camel puts its muzzle in the water for a drink. Ajar bursts to the surface, gasping. The camel spits out the water. Now, Gary bursts through into the trough beside Ajar. They take note of the people running around, closing doors and getting ready for the sandstorm blowing in. An old man urges the little boy from the camelcade to come over. The streets are deserted as the giant dust clouds roll in, towering over the walls of the city. Ajar and Gary brave the empty streets, sticking close to the walls. They cross an empty alley and Gary stumbles. Yeah!
Okay, we've got to find the man who kidnapped Eva.
Omar?
I don't know his name.
Tall, skinny, scary-faced? His shop is that way.
Huh?
Eh?
That's him!
Omar's poster is on a wall.
Let's use the rooftops, it's safer.
Oh.
What?
Ajar starts slithering up a pile of trash, but Gary is stopped by a flowering plant hanging outside a window in the alley. In slow motion, the pollen dust floats away from the flowers in shimmery clouds. Gary struggles to control himself, closing his eyes tight before opening them wide. With a determined grimace, he shakes his head and follows Ajar. The wind blows harder.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
They climb up to the roof. Inside the enclosure, George slithers over to Eva.
Look, Eva.
Shh.
Let me speak. I understand why you and I will never be a thing. It's no problem. We are all looking for different things in life.
Gary and Ajar slide into the room and down a pendant through a hole in the ceiling. They see Omar setting out his leather-making tools and a long stretch of snakeskin.
You'll see. You'll get used to it. It's not that bad a life.
It's just... it's not what I imagined my life would be like.
It never is.
George touches her cheek and pulls her close. From above, a jar sees them twined together. Gary sees too. A jar starts to climb away.
Oh boy. Hey, where are you going? You know what? You're right. I mean, it's not like we crossed the whole desert and almost died like 26 times in horrifying ways to get here. So, are you coming or not? Have you seen this guy? You don't stand a chance with a guy like that. So, out of your league, bro.
Are you done?
Well, that depends. Are you just gonna stand there and whine? Or are you gonna save my sister?
Ajar looks at the enclosure.
Did you put up with me all of those miles for nothing?
Ajar smiles. They high-five with their tails. Eva sees them just as George is about to kiss her.
Ajar?
No, it's George.
Oh, it's my brother!
Your brother's name is Ajar?
Ajar swings from the pendant to the ceiling fan, latching on with his teeth.
He's her boyfriend? That's so romantic!
Yeah.
She's dating her brother?
Gary jumps to the fan but starts to slide off. The fan is getting loose.
Wait! Just hold it there!
I can't hold on anymore!
Ajar slides up the shaft toward the ceiling. Gary flies off and crashes.
Who's there?
Omar is at the door. Ajar works to loosen the ceiling fan bolts. Outside, the sandstorm is picking up. Ajar manages to get the fan loose and it crashes down, shattering the glass enclosure. A view from the ceiling shows the snakes crawl away in different directions.
Nah! What have you done?
Ajar, you came!
Let's go!
Trying to escape, my cuties. Do you really think you can get away from me?
Gary bites him.
You stupid worm! You think your venom can hurt me?
Gary! As long as Omar has his flute, he controls us.
Your venom runs in my veins!
He is covered in snake tattoos.
You're mine!
Ajar has the flute in his teeth.
No! Come back!
Ajar slithers up the stairs toward the roof. Omar follows, shaking his fists. On the roof, Ajar wriggles out of Omar's reach with the flute, but gets caught by the wind and drops it. He hits his head, stunned. The wind roars. The sand blows in thick clouds of brown grit. Ajar manages to get the flute again before Omar can reach him, and the snake jumps off of the roof to surf the current of wind. It takes him whirling over the walled city, banking from roof to roof, until Omar drops down beside him on his bony bare feet. Ajar is trapped in a tall rooftop with Omar reaching for the flute. There seems to be nowhere to go until Ajar wraps his tail around a wooden beam at the top and whips himself onto the wind. He hits a wall and slides to the ground. Still hanging onto the flute, he dashes away from Omar as fast as he can, but as he comes around the corner, he sees Omar running toward him on all fours like a huge black spider. Omar shakes Ajar viciously, but the poster from the alley flies up and hits him in the face. He drops Ajar, who rides the wind away from Omar with the flute. Omar stretches his legs and leaps from one roof to the next in pursuit, chasing Ajar along the rooftops. The wind catches Ajar and he is airborne again until he stretches his tail to snag a metal piece at the top of a tall tower. Omar scrambles up the rooftop ladder, reaching for the flute.
That belongs to me.
Ajar won't let go. The flute snaps in two.
Oops! Oops again.
You're going to pay for this. You're all going to pay!
Star loses his footing on the rooftop and grabs onto Ajar, who grips the metal with his teeth. The wind is wailing, blowing Omar out like a flag. Ajar grimaces to hold on. Then Ajar's skin starts to shed its old layer, slipping off his body like a sock, sending Omar into the raging wind. It is too much for Ajar and he lets go. The storm passes almost at once. He is trapped by debris.
Ah! Ajar! Huh? Oh, no! Ajar! Are you all right?
Ajar does not move.
Oh, please, no.
Breathe.
Ajar!
I knew it.
She tucks under his chin.
Oh, sorry.
Still hurts.
Your skin.
Pretty. That's gonna be high maintenance.
He is a beautiful, deep purple.
You crossed the desert for me?
I would have crossed 1,000.
Eva smiles and leans in to kiss him. They twine together, bending their heads toward each other to curl into a heart shape. A shadow appears. It is Omar. Snarling, he reaches for the snakes. Gary lunges, spitting, but then Omar falls back, asleep. Pit appears.
So, who's the man? Pit! Oh, buddy, I missed you so much.
Pit hugs him, then notices his skin.
Wow. Is this new? Long story. You remember Eva?
The girl scorpion appears.
I don't believe I've met your friend over there.
Yeah, Ajar, this is Emily. Emily, this is...
Oh, Pit told me so much about you. I mean, the glowworms, the snake-killer birds, the attack of the mongooses, the ride on the back of the oryx, the man-eating lions. I know about everything.
And knowing Pit like I do, I'm sure he was really modest about it.
Later, the tour driver heads out again.
Here we go! Welcome, my friends, to our discovery tour of the Sahara!
The vehicle bounces into the desert. Sitting on the luggage rack, Ajar and Eva snuggle.
By the way,
further over by a suitcase, Pit and Emily sit nervously beside each other. Pit reaches his claw over to touch her knee. Then she tackles him, smothering him with kisses. Gary sits by Pietra.
You know, I just love dance, ballet, tutus, all that kind of stuff.
That is so weird. Because I just love handsome, super rich heirs.
We were so meant for each other.
The desert tour vehicle zooms on past a lazy camel kneeling sleepily on a dune. The camel watches it go, then leans over to nibble a spindly little plant growing out of the sand. The plant disappears, and the lizard pops its head out. It kisses the camel on the nose. They look at each other, then the lizard leans back.
I know, you're wondering if Ajar and Eva will go back to the oasis, love each other forever, and help everyone live happily ever after as equals, hmm?
Yeah.
No idea.
Credits appear over constellations in the desert sky and glowworms. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works, directed by Pierre Corre, starring Robert Naylor as Ajar, Angela Galupo as Eva, Daniel Brochu as Pit, Mark Hauser as Gary, also starring Matthew McKay, Brady Moffat, Andrew Shaver, Sonia Ball, Nadia Verucci, Rick Jones, Terrence Scamelli, Richard M. Dumont, Stephanie Buxton, and Sally Taylor Isherwood. Produced by Eric and Nicholas Altmaier, Pierre Corre, Michael Courtney, Christian Rongett, Claude Legere, Jonathan Vanger. Story by Pierre Corre. Copyright 2016, all rights reserved.
It's gonna be alright.
What people say, man, let them say. I'm on my way, man, gonna make this way. What people say.
Imagination staring at the world. Your imagination's the greatest pearl. Got a million dreams, don't want to keep back. Rather be a dreamer than wasting my life. Come back, just hold on tight. I'll play my tricks from the morning till the night. I can feel the heat and I feel alright. Yeah, I feel alright.
Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.